Proclamation number 5413 of 15th of June, 1952. Return present, which God demands, spreading of the divine word. You are experiencing my love on a daily basis. My spirit is constantly active in you. You hear my word. You receive strength and grace in an extraordinary measure. You can always and constantly draw at the source of eternal life. I personally guide you on all your paths. I sustain your body so that it serves the soul for its maturing. I watch over you who love me because you shall become my children. I send you my messengers of light for protection against evil. I will not let a day pass by without giving you a revelation of my love, for I am with you and will remain with you until the end of the world. But how can you make this credible to your fellow human beings who experience none of this themselves, who have distanced themselves from me and who do not recognize me even if I move close to them? How do you want to prove my being to them so that they can believe in me and establish the bond with me themselves? They don't notice my love because they walk along blindly and a spiritual light cannot be ignited in them against their will. And they do not live a life of love because the world and its pleasures only awakens and strengthens their selfish love. And therefore they cannot believe either. For faith comes forth from love. But I have given you the task to instruct your fellow human beings and to convey my word to them. And with this instruction you will now learn that only my word can be a testimony of myself to them, for I address people myself through my word, and then they will no longer be able to deny me either, provided they are willing to hear my word. The unwilling will hardly come to believe in me, nor can they receive proof of me against their will. But you should take care of the willing, of those who are pushed away on their path of life into my adversary's kingdom, who stand in the midst of the world and, being completely devoid of light, can fall prey to him if a light bearer does not take care of these people and impart to them a small bright glow for the time being, which awakens them from a long sleep of death and, the glow of which, they now want to increase if they are willing to accept more light. Those you can now instruct on my behalf, and they will also feel addressed by me in letting myself speak through you, by imparting my word to them which you yourselves have received from me. The immense abundance of grace which my love has showered upon you shall take effect on your fellow human beings through you. You shall be the mediators between them and me, because I myself cannot influence them directly or it is still so dark that my light would thus blind them. But you receive the evidence of my love daily. You may daily accept from my hand what is of unspeakable value for the eternity. You hear my word and receive strength and light in abundance, which you now ought to work with again for the blessing of your fellow human beings. This is the return present from you which I demand, that you make use of the gift my love gives you, that you speak on my behalf and thus give me the opportunity to influence people who have not yet found the path to me and yet are not unwilling to take it. There is no bond between them and me as yet, but it can be aspired to as soon as you let me speak through you. Therefore spread my word, go out and teach all nations. Do it by seizing every opportunity where you can proclaim my working in you, where you can pass on the spiritual knowledge you have received. Don't leave unused what is of immense value for the development of the spiritual. Work with the power I have lent you. Be diligently active in my vineyard. Proclaim the kingdom of God to your fellow human beings and receive my blessing for your activity. Then you will make yourselves worthy of the unusual gift of grace. Then my word will make its way to people's hearts and resonate with all who are of good will. Amen.